So we're looking at some Tafresh Manches, Sepal, which is the halachos of Dorma person, Pesulim Be'esur. Esur Hayavesh is possible. The Esur is dried out, it's considered possible. But what's called dried out? Sher Hayavesh is Kashenu Moitzi Shum Lecha. It produces no moisture. So how can you tell? Yidu V'yivdoik Ayadesh Yabru Boi Machatz Uboi Chut. You put a needle with a thread attached to it through. If there's any moisture, the string will come out moistened. Now we're going to see that might possibly possible because of making a naked. So the bdika has some limitations. Mr. Burr is going to raise the question. You can assume if your yesek is from the previous year, that has a din of yavish. It's only partially yavish, one area. So it depends where the yavish is. Now we'll see later on. Possible, Dano Hodder, it's not considered beautiful. So that means that that's absurd. There's absurd of we want an Esther to be Mahudr, that's above and beyond the halacha. But Hodder is the basic line halacha, has a certain level of beauty to it. Imukamush, which we had before the Kamusha, which means Shana Lach Yavish, it's in between. Phil Kamush Bekuloi is kosher. If it was not totally dried, it's still kosher. Tadan Yesh, but mixes Lecha, still has some moisture. Kumokam Kamish and Royam Shukamush. That's the Maganram, the Tsarak Lubotka, Kamush Kotam Shukamush. In that situation, we would be forced to do the Badika. Okay. So what are you going to do? You're going to put the needle through, and if there's any moisture, it will appear on the thread. If you're going to go all the way through, you're going to end up with a nekev which is all the way through. Mufulish means it goes through from one side to the other. Apostle of the Day Rishonim, Shabbosif Beis. The first opinion in the next sip says if a nekev goes all the way through, even though nothing of the esrog is missing, the needle as it goes through just pushes the flesh aside, it doesn't pull any flesh out. But the fact that the hole is mafulish all the way through passes the esrog. So how in the world are we going to do this? So Magaram answers Shatoich of Machar Ksas Mamokim Oibi Shalot Tahano Mamokim Charanekev. So you put in the needle backwards where the eye is, and the thread attached to the eye. So you put it backwards so that you have no need to go all the way through. So by doing so, part of the thread will go in. When it comes out, it'll be visible on the thread. And many kind of nekev, foolish. And you also accomplish that there's no nekev, not a nekev which goes all the way through. That's the Magen Avraham's answer. Okay, it's a nice chop. The second answer. The foolish lo nikra elikasha nikev bereich of esrog me'aver le'aver foolish lo keneged chadre ezer. Aber kashenik ba'ayvi shaloi mitzarechot. Right. So if you go through the esrog this way, you got a problem. Go through the esrog this way, from bottom to top or top to bottom, so you're going through. So if you go through the place where the zera is in the middle, the seeds are in the middle, that's a problem. If you go through the outer edge, you just go through the white flesh. So he says that's not a problem. In the ethics of it, yeah. So you put it through like that.
That's not considered going all the way through?
That's not considered going all the way through to the apostle.
Because the other part didn't come out the other end? It didn't go completely through.
It went completely through. The neck of it was foolish. The point is, you're going to pull it through with the thread. So you come out the other end, the thread went through, and you'll see if there's moisture there or not. So when you do pull it out, you'll have a neck of it which goes all the way through here. But since it doesn't go across the width of the esrog, it's not possible. So if it goes across the width of the esrog, even the chadra zera here, even shloim kenei chadra zera, that's a problem. But and over here, obviously, it's a problem. If it goes this way, he said that this pshat is saying that that's acceptable. Okay, so it goes through, and the moisture comes out. Right, it goes through, and the moisture comes out, and it comes out with some moisture still, so you know that it's not yavish. If the esrog is around from last year, vada yavish. The efshar shimotzi b'leitho, we assume that it's impossible to have leitho. But yetze toelos ayidei b'dikase, the b'dika is a waste of time. Okay. Apostle, I'm Shartzion Mashaveno Bashem Tamim Day. Okay, now, as you can see, there's a nice amount of Shartzion over here.
Let's have Shtar.
So people are no hag to do this?
Very uncommon. You're not usually using an esrog that's at that stage of drying out already. Hello, the start seeing in hay. Okay, so this shot they were saying about going through from top to bottom as opposed to from side to side is okay, but side to side, even if it's not going to get chadra zera, this is a problem. That's if Kriyaka befairish tibri atas. That's how the Kriyaka learns up the tops. Vida, the prima godim, it's added. If it goes through the narrow end, which is not connected to Chadra Azora, even though it went all the way through, foolish. It's not called the term foolish. Even current, we'll see in the next sif. There's a definition of that a hole is not a problem unless there's something missing, or it's foolish. So over here, it's not called foolish. It's only going to be a problem if there's something missing. Okay. The Prima Gadam says that the Magen Avraham holds this as possible, and we're saying right now that according to he learns in the Taz, this could be kosher. So we have this leniency that possibly that this is okay. So at the end of the day, that's not true. Okay. Zion. Sukkot and Zion in the Shartzim. And Esther also Dapa Dapa Venika Vechamin Aditas Aver Laver. Hashem the Kliyama Lamikim Afula Shekasher Shein Bechisor Kishen Bechisor. To the North Chisorim, to the Psul Alt Afula, it goes all the way through. It goes all the way through, but it's all going all the way through. Is this Blita? It goes all the way through. It's not going all the way through the Esther itself, or you know, in any direction, up or down or sideways, or you know, through the middle. So in that situation, that everybody can agree is kosher. Okay, now she said it's from last year. It's Rabbi Yovish. There's no reason to do bedikah. It's a waste of your time. Bach or Yerava v'chemed roisha. The Taz suggests you should try bedikah. Kimash mibera grow that it would be possible to try bedikah and see what the story is. The muach the sir lekadasataz shlach shehevi shom shir hayveshes tevi maril b'shmoy kasa. So the they say that we, Chazal say we, it refers to the remainders of the wine press process. So that's you have the chatzanim and the zogim, and if they were used for the zorah, so they're called they remain lachim all your base chedush. Time shom is elashen alma called over shein hashkacha lahamido belechusay and a miskayim belechusay achir base chedush. If you're not maintaining the moisture level, it will dry out after 12 months.
Where's Rabbi reading? I think I lost you when you left today.
I'm in Sharsi and Ches. There's a case where the Esther was Yavesh. Is it worth your while to try and do a bedikah? So for saying that the Baruch the Rabbi the Chaim Moshe is saying that's a waste of your time. The Taz says it's not a waste of your time. And he says in the Bikur Yaakov, quotes the Tomim Deim, that it's Muchach the Sirlei Kadasa Taz. How do I see that the Tomim Deim understands like the Taz that it's Kedai to do B'dikim in the situation? Because after he quotes the amount of Yerushas, he writes, Chazal said when they put out these discards from the press, so for 12 months they're considered still fresh and they have a dinner of a zor. After 12 months they're considered so dry that they're no shachas to the original item anymore. They're just basically bottle. So you see the shear of Yavashis is 12 months. So therefore anything which you're not maintaining the moisture level is going to dry out totally in 12 months. If a person will be overseeing it to maintain the moisture, you could soak it under something moist. You you could store it under something moist that maintains its moisture. They can last for a very long time. Did not say a limit. It depends. Each has it as it is. Very fairish is man lechud and a pesel. The fact that it's 12 months old is not the problem. If it doesn't have, it's not reached the criteria of yevashus. But putting the thread through. So, even though the time has come, it's not going to pass. The fact that it waited 12 months doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be possible. But if you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything to maintain the moisture, then the bedikah will be worthless. It's over 12 months since it was pulled off the tree. It was kept away from having the wind blowing at it and causing it to dry out too much. By maintaining it, well, you want to walk in a car. He's put in a place which is cool, slightly moist, and you close it up into a container. It is initially no yevil chusus. It remains its beauty, it retains its beauty. The other says about lechus harbei. So it's still beautiful. It still has lechus in it. He got the nearly lahatur shalishtakin. So I'm allowing the esrei from last year to exist. Be used. I get a big chutz. And when he's got it, it's like a door. Unless it totally starts to wither, so it looks like a little dried up item, that's not going to be hard. I can listen to Kuri Yaakov, actually, I'm a grandmother, the women said, Lord Mary, whom I request. Okay. So you can theoretically maintain an esrog. I actually saw an esrog like that. Of course, the vacuum packed his esrog after sukkahs. Actually, he pulled it out. It was basically as fresh as the almost as fresh as when you just bought that year. It's a nice esrog, but it did dry out more quickly over sukkahs. I guess it wasn't used to be sitting in a moisture pack,
right?
Vacuum pack for a whole year.
But he was able to get it through Sukkot.
He was able to get it through, I think, Sukkot. Sure, first days for sure. He did it partially more for the geschmack of doing it, yes, because he needed the answer.
Right.
He's very proud of it.
Sure.
Beis esrog shenikav nekev mafulish kol shehu possible. If it goes through all the way through, even though the size of the hole is minimal, it's possible. Shein mafulish. If it does not go all the way through, then it depends. Imo iser, the size of the hole was the size of an iser of a coin called an iser. Possible. However, this is all referring to, there's nothing which has been removed from the esrog. So the instruments which have been used have pushed the flesh of the esrog to the side. They've left a hole, but there's nothing missing. So then we discuss how much is, but however, mechiser kol shehu is possible. But if the esrog lost anything along the way from this process of puncturing it, so then it's possible. That's the first opinion. So, so if it's a foolish, it's possible. If it's not a foolish, the shear of psul is kisser. And if there's kisser, it's possible. Even in the case of a foolish, if there's no concern at all, it's not going to be possible. So the shear is mashu. Mashu with the carbon being in the mouth, you can be measurable, invisible. But she ain't a foolish. He's sorry. Kiyisr. He's sorry, kiyisr.
Is that because
the problem here is not just the having an opening, it has an opening with the chesur. And the shear of the chesur is an issus word. Okay. New point in the Ramah. Benogu lahachshir hanikavim shenasu be'ilun ayirei koytzim. Benogu lahachshir hanikavim shenasu be'ilun ayirei koytzim. Abishiyesh bentisar. Tzerf derf gidilos. So the nature of the esring is they come referred to as a bletflech. The leaves are very sharp. There are thorns. The sphagnum touch each other and they make holes in each other. That can't be possible because it's lacking in the beauty. This is the way it comes. And that's always the beauty. Even though it has concern, that's the way it grows. Miu. In Rosh Eno or Rabosur Kayim Techanekev, if this hole has festered and you're missing something inside, possible to serve Shadow Vishan on the foolish, you know, it's not a foolish, it's because the first sheet is going to be possible. Because Hagi Shahoko and Kisar, Rona, the Akshah Kisar, Shano Kisar, Benonek and the foolish. In the Shasat Chak, in the case of necessity, you'll be relying on the first opinion. So if it goes through all the way through, even though the size of the hole is just a little bit, it's possible. Even though there's nothing missing from the esrog, so you put this needle through, the needle pushes the flesh to the side, does not pull anything out of the other end, so nothing is missing from the esrog. But there's a hole. It's a problem. So according to the first opinion, if it's opening the size of an esrog, if there's nothing missing, because you talk about Yosid Rachel, if you put a large spike in there, which is not looking to hide anything, just pushing things to the side. Yosid Rachel, a wide spear. So that's the case of the size, a large size, but nothing missing. If the size of the opening was something else, it was long, you know, like a rectangle, or it was square. So we calculate if that would be, if you make a circle out of that amount of area, it would look like a coin, like the Isser coin. So it's a hole which is round, looks like an Isser coin anyway. So you have to be able to estimate the square, and make it into a coin, would it, that size coin, would it work or not? Okay.
The fact that you
Sorry, you're losing me here. Even the very small hole, but if it's missing something, so then who calls you who? Gam can pass. That would pass also. I'm a rechosh. He's in the lin yom tov sheni shaper dami the baruch halom. Chosh in a full sheni chaser bekeister. So why are you gonna say this? So since so according to the first lashon this is possible, according to the second lashon these are kosher. You might not come foolish. You need a chasor, and otherwise not going to be possible. So there's no chasor. So it's not going to be foolish, but that's not really a problem. So you combine the swords together. According to the second shot, there's no concern, it's kosher. A. B. We're arguing. That even if you say it has to be foolish, it's not foolish, it's not chaser kisser. So even though you have. Some of the skin came off, but it wasn't the size of a keister. So Elamai Kron, the first lashon, the neck of what's the argument? That's the case. Test. Yes, Sherman. The seal of the tarti or the race of being. It's only problem. You have both problems. A, I, the foolish, and the chisor. The combination of the two passes. The chisor and kosher before God. If it's not missing anything, it's kosher. I'll be a chisor and yet shall. Even if there is a chisor, it depends. Demon of foolish, possible. Kill the chisor and kosher. If it goes all the way through, the shear of the psul of chisor is kosher. Rainam of foolish, if it's not a foolish, then it's only possible if it's missing the size of an Isser. So we have these thorn marks on the estuary, or the leaf marks on the estuary. Even though there's a concern, it's limited. Shanir lepam be estuary shayu ba nekev ba oidem be mechuber. There was a hole. Ashlikim alav or ubaster. So, even though there's a chesaron, the chesaron is inside, it's deeper in. Meanwhile, since it was still on the tree, the outer layer grew back over the hole. So you have, as it were, beneath the outer layer, you have a gap. It didn't get a layer on top of it. It's much missing something. It's possible. Zel Shasim Ramah be Roya the Moin Am Taimika. They think automatically without any coats. That's incorrect. It's only okay when it's grown back on top. So then the fact there's something which a hole beneath doesn't bother. Roya Shena or Bosarkai. He comes back. Foolish. If it's missing, it's missing. There's some of it there in Basar Kayim. If you're not sure, I'll see it on the cooler. We'll go to the cooler. Kimish Adair Akron is really, I feel a variation of certain is kosher. Call Shannon Foolish, Vanach is certain, make Easter. If it's not all the way through, it's missing something. It's not the size of an Easter. It's missing something. According to the second opinion, it's kosher. So we have the first opinion that holds it's kosher anyway. Kosher and a full genetic term case, sir. Shabbat is well said, but Suffolk, the Kolapach. So we're lying in the case of a Suffolk. Feeling Suffolk, Loy Shema, Igia, Pilosh, and Nakab, Ad Kadri, and Zerah. So then with Kurt's puzzle, we said before anyway. Come here, Shalahash, Kosher and Borrow, Lono, Shigia, Ad Kadri, Zerah. You shouldn't call Dimon Armin, Shabbat, Nigil, Kadri, Zerah, and Nikir, Nakab, Foolish, and a person can Yish, because there is a sheet which holds that it goes halfway through to where the seeds are. That's called Nekama Fush. Means it's open all the way from one side to the other, and over here it's not from one side to the other, it's from the outside to the middle, but that middle is like another side. It's like, you know, the asterisk stopped, you stop in the middle, you reached your the courtyard. Erase the post. According to this opinion, that's going to be possible. So if we can't have anything else, we rely on it. Okay. You know, let's hold it here. You're losing me.